Chefs and food buyers, let me tell you about a product that will generate new excitement on your menu. Fully cooked, pasture-raised, all-natural Australian lamb from Aussie Select. Their award-winning, handcrafted, innovative products are blended with the finest spices and amazing flavors. Options include agave rosemary, tikka masala, lamb pastrami, and lamb prime rib roast. Available sliced or whole with a long shelf life too. Find out more at AussieSelect.com. You've just stepped inside the Walk and Talk podcast, number one in the nation for food lovers, chefs, and storytellers. I'm Carl Fiadini, your host, shining a light on the flavor, the hustle, and the heart of the industry. We're the official podcast for the New York, California, and Florida restaurant shows, the Pizza Tomorrow Summit, the U.S. Culinary Open at NAFM, and the North American media platform for the Burnt Chef Project. Recorded at Ibis Images Studios, where food photography comes alive, and I get the first bite. Find out more info at thewalkandtalk.com. Today's guest is Vinay Bedi, a man who could have stayed in the comfort of corporate retail but chose to jump into the unpredictable waters of Gulf Seafood. He's now helping to lead a company built on three hard promises: no chemicals, full traceability, and zero compromise. But that promise got tested hard last year when hurricanes tore through the Gulf Coast. Boats went down, docks flooded, entire supply lines went dark. And yet his team rebuilt, faster, cleaner, sharper, proving that quality isn't just a claim, it's a comeback story. And because every story here has to hit the plate, Chef Mo Elbana from Birria Bros is in the studio kitchen. While we talk docs, data, and distribution, he's translating it into taste, bringing Gulf Seafood and Aussie Select cured lamb to life so we can see how integrity becomes flavor. Let's dig into how a product becomes a promise, and how that promise survives storms, literally and figuratively. Before we welcome Vinay onto the program, Chef Mo, let's explain the two dishes you've cooked up today.
My man, Mohammed. I mean, you did some stuff.
I appreciate you. Thank you. Thank you for having me. You and John were incredible, and this experience was great. Shout out to Cox. Shout out to Aussie Select. Beautiful products to work with. And thanks to John's magical skills, we turned some dishes into some works of art.
You cooked up two bangers.
Thank you. I appreciate you for that. Thank you.
Absolutely. And, you know, so just so everyone knows, this is a working chef. And, you know, we were eating, having a great time, and time kind of slipped us by. You have a dinner event tonight.
This is true. We have an event at 5 o'clock, so we're gonna go from here straight there.
Exactly. So you're gonna cut out here in a few minutes, but before you do, let's talk about the dishes.
Let's do it.
Go ahead. Dish one,
we have the Aussie Select lamb loin, and we turned that into a pomegranate glazed lamb over a charred street corn esquites with black beans, sitting on top of a beautiful ribbon of whipped feta with honeycomb from
Pasta Honey.
Shout out Pasta Honey. That was some incredible stuff. I'm still at a loss for words. So we whipped the feta with the honeycomb, with some lemon zest, with some house-made labneh. If you don't know what labneh is, it's a strained yogurt. It's kind of like the Mediterranean, Middle Eastern cream cheese. I mean, we all grow up eating that stuff. You know, I make a plate of it every now and then at night and just sigh in relief about how incredible and simple and beautiful it is.
That was this combination. It was Mediterranean.
Yep.
But you had a twist on it.
Always. We always do things with a twist out here.
Tell me, what was that lamb?
Oh, man. I honestly loved everything about it. It's very hard to find any style. Now, we didn't use it as charcuterie, but it's very hard to find any style of charcuterie that's halal and beef or lamb that doesn't have pork involved or pork casing or cross-contamination. So to be able to cook with it as a whole piece, we went and we seared it on all sides with our lamb seasoning that we made in-house. And then we basted it with a butter bath, finished it with our house-made pomegranate molasses. Gave it a nice glossy finish, just brought all the flavors together. The seasoning meshed well. It got real caramelized on the outside. And I can't say it enough. That was a beautiful product to work with. And thank you for introducing me to that. And I'll definitely be using it more.
We do try to you know, promote local businesses, larger businesses, just in general, introducing chefs to distributors, to manufacturers. And a lot of it happens here in studio. And today, obviously, you know, Vinay's in-house and, you know, he's with Cox's Seafood and they're, you know, they're doing Gulf shrimp and whatnot. Your second dish, Gulf shrimp.
It was a beautiful Gulf shrimp. Shout out to the state of Florida for having an iconic piece of protein in the shrimp, you know, and shout out Cox for being one of the main pushers and providers of that stability and great product here in the state of Florida. We did a Aleppo buttered shrimp, and that was sitting on top of a sumac covered tostada. And then from there, we finished it off with a pineapple relish, which involved some charred pineapple, some pickled serrano peppers, some pickled shallots, as well as some Persian cukes. And the acidity, everything about the dish just brought it home. And again, huge shout out to John for just taking that thing and doing something with it, man. I mean, we look back at those photos and I'm just blown away how incredible it really looks.
I mean, how cool is the TV setup?
Insane.
Right? I mean, you were
insane.
So what everyone doesn't realize, if you haven't been here, we're cooking, we're doing stuff, we're filming, there's cameras everywhere, there's all sorts of mics everywhere. It's a thing. Well, as a chef finishes up a dish, it goes straight to food photography. And within minutes, John is doing his thing. He's building out the set. He's snapping pictures. And they go live on the big screen. So typically what happens is, you know, chef is doing his thing or whatever. A lot of times they'll just happen to look up and see a cool picture and go, wow, that's a great, wait a minute, that's my dish. So that happens a lot.
Happened to me today.
Happened here.
Yeah, several times. I didn't even believe it, honestly.
I think the first one you looked at.
Yeah. I thought it was rolling from just previous episodes, and I'm looking, I'm like, that shrimp right there.
That looks
amazing. That's the tostada right there. Yeah, man. I mean, big kudos to you guys. It's just been an incredible experience from the start, and we connected briefly very short time ago, and it's just been all love ever since. To see what you guys have done in this space over the last X amount of years and the passion, it's incredible to see because it brings passion out of us all, you know? Just hearing Vinay talk about shrimp and hearing us talk about food and the discussions we had on the phone in the previous week and some change, you know, seeing John, right? John was in the room and he's watching and seeing and doing. And then I see him disappear and come back and you look at the TV screen and boom, that's where he's shining. That's what he's passionate about. And you see it. It took an image of something that I, in my standard, thought wasn't as good as it was. And then this man just Michael Jordan the hell out of it, you know, like.
What's really great about it is typically you have the photographer, you have a food stylist. There's a lot of moving parts. And then they were using, you know, different tools that you, in other words, you can't eat the food after. We eat everything. So John's doing his own styling and the photography. And then we eat the food. We don't waste anything, which for us is very important. Sustainability in every facet, every level is very important to us. Even as something as silly as a dish being cooked here, we're going to eat that food.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm just thrilled you got to come out here. I put a call to action at a CTA a couple of weeks ago. And not just you, but a bunch of your people, like they were messaging back and forth. Hey, look at this guy. Check him out. Bah, 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 bah.
Hey, man, shout out to Birria family. You know, we've been doing this for quite some time and people know what we're about. People know what we do. And I have an incredible community supporting us and pushing us forward each and every day. And I wouldn't be here without them. So shout out to the Birria family and thank you for listening.
Listen, before you go, talk a little bit about yourself.
Yeah. So my name is Mohammed Al-Banna. I'm the culinary mastermind behind the Birria Bros. We are a Mediterranean Mexican establishment. We travel all over the country. We collaborate with chefs high and low, you name it, Michelin, James Beard award winning. We've done collabs with some of the greatest names in the country, if not the world, in my opinion. And I'm very blessed for it. I was born and raised in this business, so it's not just something I do. It's something I truly love. And when it brings amazing people like it does here today, it's a very, very blessing life that I live to be able to do this each and every day and know that no matter what we're doing, God's on our side because we're putting out good product. We're doing it with intention and we're doing it with love and passion.
can't say it better than that. How do people find you?
Hey, follow us on the Instagram at The Birria Bros. Honestly, it's The Birria Bros everywhere. If you want to check me out, check out Chef Mohamed Albana, MOHAMADELBANNA. On Google, you will see we get down.
Spell the name of the company.
Yeah, so it's The Birria Bros. EHEBIRRIA Bros. Birria, like the tacos you dip. If y'all don't know, pull up on me and find out.
I recommend it. You know, listen, I had this man's food today. Fantastic. We actually have tacos in the waiting, in the wings.
That you do.
Yeah.
I'm sad I won't be able to be here to make it for you, but I promise you we'll come back and do it again.
We're going
to
eat them because I have to tell Pooch that I had them before he did.
Please. Shout out Pooch, man. Me and Pooch have been trying to get together for a long time, and for this to happen is beautiful because I know he's gonna appreciate it and he's going to be proud.
He's doing some big stuff. We're going to be in Atlanta in about a week and a half.
Beautiful.
We did the U.S. Culinary Open, which they're a partner of the show, at the NAFM trade show in Georgia this past February. And the winner, Chef Freddie Money, a Michelin chef, guy is amazing. He wins the competition. Well, the same company that makes the NFL Super Bowl rings is the same company making the rings of the winners of this competition.
Wow.
So it took between what's going on, you know, tariffs and all this stuff, they couldn't get the rings here sooner. Now they're here. We're actually doing the ring presentation, and we're flying in to take care of that video, the whole nine yards.
That's all.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Super excited. We're doing the ring ceremony. The chef, for anybody, coolest guy ever. Accent. He's from UK. Coolest guy. He's with Tavistock Group, major group. I'm super excited. This is a big opportunity for Walk and Talk Media. Obviously, you know, we're there to support the U.S. Culinary Open with Chef Nick and Chef Polly, who own that franchise. Great, great thing. Super excited. Chef, I know you have to roll.
Yes, sir.
Right? So we're going to.
Don't mind me.
Yeah, we're going to say goodbye, but, you know, we'll see you soon.
Yes, we will.
We got to recap this.
That we will.
Yeah. And I need you to make me tacos now.
I got you. You already know it. And I appreciate you, Vinay, for everything, man. Let's stay in touch and we'll make it happen. Keep doing what you're doing in this community. I know everyone appreciates it.
I appreciate that, man.
Yes, sir.
Okay, Vinay, welcome to the program.
Ah, excited to be here, man.
Wasn't today cool? I mean, it really stinks that Chef had a split.
Yeah, but I'll tell you this. That guy has so much passion, such a genuine chef. I mean, I'm very, very thankful to be here, very blessed to meet you guys. And just seeing the work that he did today, just it's so inspiring and just thankful all around.
So we had just met. It was only about 2 weeks ago on the telephone.
And, yeah.
You know, we've been following each other on socials for a while, but we've never had a, you know, conversation. Get on the horn with him to have our pregame talk. Probably 2.5 hours worth of phone calls.
Right.
That we've had together. I feel like I know this man for years. Not as much as I know you, John, over there. But so it's a shame he had to leave. He's a working chef. He's out there doing the fighting the good fight. Did you enjoy the food? Did you? I know that you got a lot of stuff going on. I mean, you had some pretty intimate phone calls today. We won't get into that, but did you get to experience this thing that is Walk and Talk Media?
I did. I can see the setup all around me. And just, again, like, I think what you guys have done to not only bring out the real spirit behind the culinary art, I mean, that's the magic I just saw today in the kitchen, right? I mean, I saw this guy literally from ingredients, knowing him, talking where it's from, where it's sourced. That was very cool to see.
You can notice that he cares.
He does.
The people that end up here, the chefs, the farmers, you know, manufacturers, distributors, they come here because they care. You know, I don't care what their reasoning is to sit in front of a microphone, but their heart comes out. For me, that's the win. I look at that as the big check mark because that I am enjoying that. Like, I enjoy the vibe of the people that come here. It's one of the reasons why we do this. Let's get into shrimp. You switch from retail to shrimp. You're doing food service. You're doing grocery. What made you make that move?
Yeah, that's a really, really good question. Look, I had a great, great experience in retail. And it's called Big Retail. And I've learned a lot. about scaling systems. But really, for me personally, I wanted a challenge. I wanted to move into a space where there are more variabilities. And, you know, shrimp is unpredictable. There's a lot going on right now. It's tough. I mean, supply chains, sustainability, pricing. But I saw an opportunity to make a different and bring a different perspective in an industry and do some really meaningful work. And so for me, I didn't leave retail because it wasn't good. I left it because I wanted to grow.
There's a lot of passion when it comes to food products, especially something that's, you know, in this case, Gulf shrimp, wild caught. So it's not like you're, you know, producing paper clips. This is something that comes from the ocean. Primarily, most of your stock is coming from the Gulf, which I think is tremendous. The volatility in it, how are you actually making this work? How does a company stay in business for all these years? Cox's has been in business since 1978. How does that happen?
Yeah, I mean, look, 4+ decades is how it happens, right? With really, really hard work of building blocks. And I think the industry has changed so much for Gulf shrimp in general, right? The number of boats that have been out over time, and you've seen this industry on our end shrink because farm-raised shrimp has gotten bigger, and that pie has obviously leaned heavier towards farm-raised and less with Gulf. But to answer your question, the way we've been able to survive, I give all the credit in the world to the people that are in front of me. Like, they're the ones that have built this business to where it is. And I give them a lot of credit to building the foundation of what Cox's is today. So look, it's hard work. It's being able to maneuver around the struggles that this entire industry brings forward, but it's staying focused. And I think that is what we do at Cox's, is we're focused on the end goal, and that is to bring Gulf shrimp to everyone's plate in a very, very clean, fresh way.
When you first stepped into this space, what did you find broken that you knew that you could fix?
Look, I wouldn't say I came in thinking I could fix the industry, right? Shrimp has a lot of moving parts, and even veterans struggle with it. So I didn't see inefficiencies, but I did see there are definitely opportunities where there's inconsistent quality. I also saw that there's a lot more opportunity to do more collaboration. So my goal is to help simplify it, bring clarity, and really modernize a few of the processes that is coming along the way.
That's actually one of the main reasons I reached out to you guys. I've seen your social media, and I've seen some stuff with you out there. And then I, you know, hey, listen, I stalk people's Instagram. I do that because I have to find the right people to have on the show. Your energy has been very good. And then when we actually started speaking, you're fast on the text. You're fast on the draw. You put yourself out there. So you don't put yourself in a cave. You're not alone on an island somewhere. You're an extrovert, and you appear to enjoy what it is that you do. But let's look back. You've been with Cox's now for a couple of years.
A little over a couple of years, yeah.
Last year was a doozy with the stores. When the boats were grounded and everything was turned up and business was desolate, what did you guys do in your operation to get through that moment, that period?
Oh my gosh. I'm loving these questions, by the way. So look, rebuilding in this industry is not a single moment. I mean, it takes thousands of steps, right? I mean, there's a lot of steps you have to take to kind of get rebalanced. And look, we had to balance pretty quickly, right? And to do that, you got to be resilient, and you got to play the long-term goal in this whole process. But for us, you know, water is eventually cleared. The process taught us a lot about sticking close with the community. You know, there's a lot of boats out there that needed support. There's a lot of suppliers that, you know, we extend credit to, competitors that we share and kind of find solutions together on. But that's when I realized the Gulf isn't just a place. It's a network of people that refuse to quit. Shrimpers are out there for 30 days at a time in the water. And yes, we had to get a rebuild from the hurricane and kind of work together to get through this, but it's a long way to go still. I mean, if you think about St. Pete, Clearwater, Fort Myers, I mean, they're still rebuilding. And so our goal right now is to support them. I mean, obviously there's a ton of restaurants across Florida, and I think, you know, there's going to be people that need support. And I think that's where Cox kind of does their job and their role in the community to support them rebuild.
Back in May, we did a documentary. And it was, you know, I called up a friend of mine, Chef Thomas Parker. I said, "Hey, man, I think I want to do a documentary. Are you in?" He says, "Yeah, of course." I said, "All right, I want a dish, Florida-centric, and I want there to be a seafood on it. I want some sort of a seafood." All right. He gets back to me the next day. He says, "I'm doing a handmade pasta, and it's going to be a Gulf shrimp dish. It's going to have blueberries and corn and all Florida." I said, "That sounds terrific." So long and short, we go off on this expedition foraging for the ingredients. We ended up at Superior Seafood over on the Tampa dock. Great people. Well, we got to meet one of the shrimpers. His name is Morris. This guy is a diamond. I talk about him all the time. Believe it or not, like I don't know, every week or two, I seem to bring this guy up. He's a character, but he's one of the realest individuals you could possibly meet. And one of the things that he said, which was resonated, he's like, "You know, I was just out on the boat for 45 days. I made $1,300. He goes, "Sometimes I'll make 10 grand, you know, but this last one, 1300 bucks. He goes, "It's rough. I don't know how people do this for a living. It's hard work. What Cox's does, what you do, Vinay, you're working with people who really put themselves out there. And it's sink or swim, literally. What was the moment that you told your team, your operation, we're back?"
Look, I think our people, we never left. You know, we have loyal employees, a great staff. We never are unwavered on our operations, and we stay trusted and reliable. And that's what Cox is all about, right? I mean, as a seafood company, to your point, I think what we do is we support American fisheries. We're 100% all American. So when you have a shrimper go out for 45 days, I mean, that touches home for us, right? Those are the people that we support. If he makes 10 grand or 1500, Cox is the reason why they do what they do. And they're the reason we do what we do. It's a shared family and a partnership. And so that is the root of what we do. And I look at my background, my old job. I used to support farmers, and now I have the privilege and the honor to support American fisheries. And that's and why we do everything we do at Cox.
Chemical free sounds like a buzzword. Describe what that means for you and your crew when you have shrimp coming in off the line at 3 a.m.
Yeah, look, at 3 a.m. in the morning, chemical free is a buzzword. Look, it's muscle memory. It means our crews are handling shrimp straight from the nets, no additives. There's literally zero shortcuts in our process. Look, every tray, everything that we pack is completely pure, and it's something that makes us unique. Cox Seafood offers chemical-free shrimp, and that's the standard we live by. I think as a company, you know, that's when you get Cox's shrimp, you know exactly what you're getting, and that's shrimp directly from the ocean, nothing added.
Has there been a challenge, or is there something brewing when it comes to mislabeling?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think mislabeling happens all the time when you think customers don't notice, but they do. You know, we build our business assuming they will. For every shipment that we send out, you know, we have the exact traceability back to the dock, to the crew, back to, you know, what we actually put out on people's tables. So look, we build our systems around honesty because we'd rather lose a sale than lose trust. So when chefs see consistency, they don't know or take our word for it. They can verify it themselves.
What I find very interesting, and it just dawned on me now, it should have happened sooner. Morris, that we met at Superior, undoubtedly, this man has caught shrimp that you have sold, which I think is amazing because, you know, past May, I didn't know Morris, and a few weeks ago, we didn't know each other either, Renee.
No.
Look at the small world that we live in the culinary space, in the agricultural space. I think it's fascinating.
Yeah, I agree. Look, I think chefs are so unique and so special. Not only are they so happy to introduce you to other chefs, but I think we're all tied to one common goal, and that is, you know, really it's creating And I think one thing that we do at Cox's is work with a ton of chefs and kind of build our network with chefs, because you can do so much with shrimp. It's a great protein, but there's so many different ways that you can use it. And consumption just keeps growing.
Obviously, you're out there building relationships in the food service sector. Also, obviously, there's a shortage of wild-caught shrimp from the Gulf. How are you choosing who's getting the goods? I mean, I don't mean to put you on the spot, or maybe I do.
Yeah, for me, partnerships are built on trust and a shared commitment to do the right thing. So it's not just about who can buy the shrimp. It's about who respects your product and the people behind it. And the story that comes with it, right? I mean, that's super important, I think, as you kind of allocate where it goes. So whether it's chefs, distributors, or competitors, I look at those who value transparency, quality, and sustainability for what we do and who we service. So if they're aligned with our principles and they deserve our product, then those are the ones I want to make sure they get the product on their plate.
Look, everybody knows that I love this industry and I've worked with thousands of chefs. I'm going to give a dirty little secret, chefs, okay? Coming from distribution and sales, the chefs and F&Bs and purchasers who treat the vendors well and respect them are the ones who get stuff when there's a shortage. I don't know if I just broke the news, but I broke the news. That's how it works, man. People with respect, companies with respect, chefs that show respect, all this, like this relationship building that occurs between distributors and the kitchen, it's a real thing. It's a real bond. It's camaraderie. You know, typically speaking, a chef is going to, you know, like if it's their produce rep, they're going to talk to that person every day, practically every day, twice a day. And when there's a problem, who do they call? They call their rep to come fix it, whatever. And you end up making these relationships that really last the lifetime or span of careers. I think it's also fascinating. I think this whole topic today, and I really wish that Chef was here, because I have a ton of questions here that would bridge the conversation between a shrimp distributor and the kitchen. We're audibling all over the place today. Obviously, this like normally, actually, this was a great day, but we went over like 2 hours.
Yeah, like
right. So and nothing here is like, this is completely unplugged.
Yeah.
All right. Vinay, this is a great year. It's a great year for you guys at Cox's. It's been great for us. You know, we got this thing with the Central Florida Film Festival with our documentary. I am over the top on that. We submitted some work to the James Beard Foundation as well for media. Who knows what that's going to bring, if anything. You guys won a bunch of stuff. You did personally too. Tell us what happened.
Yeah, this has been a good year for Cox Seafood. We won ACF Partner of the Year locally here in Tampa, which was a beautiful honor from the chefs. We won a partnership Telly Award with the Department Florida of Ag and Next Gen Network, a marketing agency. Personally, myself, I got announced as a winner for the Next Gen Award by Progressive Grocer. And one of our teammates as well, Danielle, she got awarded Top Women in Groceries. So just a nice recognition, and very, very humbled and appreciative of the honor.
I was thrilled to get out to the facility last week just to meet you and the team, do a little filming as well. It's a really beautiful building. When I think of food safety, what you guys are doing is what I envision. Food safety is a big deal. With fish and seafood and shrimp, it's even a bigger deal. You could hardly smell seafood in that building. I'm shocked.
Yeah, look, food safety, quality, that is, there's a couple of things to know. Number one, our president has made it very clear we have to be perfect on quality. And he does not compromise, not one little bit, with anything when it deals with quality. And that, I think, is so respected for all of us. It actually motivates the entire company to do your best every day. And one thing I will point out about Cox's, which is also a very good accomplishment, we are BRC AA rated plus on food safety. So we passed unannounced audits, which makes us on our tippy toes all day, every day for when these come. But that also just speaks to the staff, the employees, the leadership. I mean, we work together as a team to be perfect with shrimp and also make sure our quality is the best in the industry.
To have that opens the door for you to work with the biggest and the best companies and brands out there.
Absolutely. And we do. We work with a handful of major, major retailers. We work quite a bit with folks in food service, from national accounts to commercial accounts, and the military. So we are broadly scoped quite a bit. And we're, to me, I always tell the story to my team, especially when I got there 2 years ago, is we're on a new beginning. Like, paint the picture of what Cox can look like in the next 10 years. Like, where do we want to be? And imagine that, and let's go do it. And I think the vision's there, the strategy's there. I mean, we're very committed to what this is going to look like in the next few years.
You seem to be very progressive for a seafood company.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're forward thinking. I'm telling you right now, the way I look at the business and the way we look at it together as a team is, what's next? What are people not doing? And let's try a bunch of things. We're okay to fail. We're okay to take risk. And we're going to, and that's exactly what we're doing. We're pretty excited about where we're headed.
And you're big on events. You like doing different venues and supporting charities and whatnot. Talk about that a little bit.
Absolutely. I think we do a lot with charities, and we do a lot with partnerships. So, good example, we did the Taste of NFL that is partnered with Gen Youth, which gives back fighting student hunger, and that's a great cause. I mean, we're in the Super Bowl. We're in the Super Bowl in 2025 at the event in New Orleans, and other events that we're doing. We've done festivals locally here in Florida, the Sobe Festival. We're doing the Seafood Festival in Miami coming up here next month. So there's a handful of different partnerships and events that we want to be a part of. But like I said, when you do something at a scale of the NFL, I mean, that just tells you that, look, we're trying to play big, and we are playing big. And that's the kind of partnerships I think you'll see going forward with our business.
Don't ask me how it happened, but last year, Pooch Rivera, who's, you know, Team Walk and Talk, he was on the red carpet over there in New Orleans for the Super Bowl. Really cool. Super cool. He was representing, and he was, you know, they had all the celebrity chefs on this row of, it's like media row for food for the Super Bowl. Super awesome. I don't know. I feel like that's a major pinnacle moment.
It could have been the Taste of NFL. It could have been that specific event. I mean, it's one of the biggest events in the Super Bowl that they have every year. I'm pretty sure that's the one he was at. Because you're surrounded by celebrities and ex-NFL players. I mean, there's so many celebrity chefs who were walking by. I mean, that was such a monumental moment for Cox Seafood to be part of that and just be represented there. And I think that stepping stone for us was a vision of how big we can become, how big we can make this business look like. And I think by doing that, there's partnerships with the Florida Department of Ag. I mean, they're a big reason we did all the things that we did for that Super Bowl event. So kudos to them.
Well, you know, a lot of this stems back from this food safety part. A lot of it comes back from the scaling. Like, what can you actually produce? How fast can you deliver and get it across the country? And that really opens the doors to everything. What I think would be really great is if we get together with Pooch and put together some, you know, Gulf Coast, some seafood events. You know, he's out in New Orleans. I think we can do some real bangers.
Yeah, look, I'm all in to try new ideas and do create new partnerships. Let's do it.
All we're doing is pushing Gulf Coast shrimp, seafood, and the beautifulness that is this industry. Vinay, sincerely, I appreciate you coming out today. We appreciate you coming out today. It was great having you.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. This has been amazing.
How do people find you?
So you can find us on our website, www.coxseafood.com. We also have 4 social channels with LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook, and X.
And that is COX, by the way.
Yes.
All right, listen, I appreciate you very much, John. I mean, stop it, would you? Stop with this amazing photography. You know what we need to do? We need a cookbook. That's what I think we should do. What do you, no? Yeah? All right, y'all. We are out.
Elevate your dining experience with Rack Porcelain USA. As the exclusive tableware brand for the Walk and Talk podcast, Rack combines exceptional craftsmanship with innovative design. Whether you're a chef, a restaurant owner, or a food enthusiast, Rack's high-quality porcelain products will enhance every meal. Discover the artistry of food presentation and make every dining occasion special. Visit rackporcelain.com today and see how Rack can transform your table.